And a very good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nick the Moose Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at TipTV.co.uk. The date, Monday the 19th of January. We're here 10 a.m. every day, covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. So let's move on to the next slide. This is courtesy of Justin Hark at Hobart Capital. The Swiss damage continues. These accounts had 50 times margin, just like Ireland in 2006. The important thing, this is going back to China, basically the spread betting, basically bringing the margins in. Everest Special Sits Fund wiped out. Those looking for the last ECB QE rally may not so welcome to Monday. So again, you know, it's a tricky old situation. A black swan in January, and potentially more on the way in terms of the Greek elections, in terms of the printing programme. Do you think the ECB are going to go for it on Thursday?
Well, there's going to be a great deal of disappointment if they don't. According to weekend reports, the amount of the injection could be anything between 500 billion euros and a trillion. That's the sort of scale of the intervention that the market is expecting. So if it's anything south of that, it's going to be a fairly rocky ride on Thursday.
OK, so let's move on to the next slide. This is basically courtesy of Craig Drake, FX Street. While many have begun to see the announcement quantitative easing by the ECB as a foregone conclusion, with QE heavily priced into the euro, the greater risk lies to the upside should the ECB hold off until March. Before Thursday's ECB announcement, we also have the release of the Bank of England's minutes from January MPC meeting. At the last minutes before the QIR, we will be looking for an insight as to how the Bank of England addresses lower fuel prices and their feed through into disinflationary pressures. So the Bank of England, in terms of rates aren't going up this year now, are they?
Very, very unlikely indeed. I mean, it was always going to be towards the latter part of the year, if at all, but that's now been pushed on the consensus into 2016. In fact, there was another survey out this morning from the Ernst & Young Club, which was upgrading UK growth this year from 2.5 to 2.9%. That's on the basis that if the UK had been losing some of its momentum in terms of recovery, that the fact that oil prices has basically come along effectively as a tax cut should now keep the wolves at bay in terms of interest rate rises.
Right.
So they're another one calling for a 2016 hike.
Okay. It's bizarre, isn't it? Because everyone's basically saying, oh, is the rate hike going to be just before the general election or just after? And the consensus now, as you say, into 2016.